Save your marriage. Unlock the law of attraction to help you have the best relationship possible.
This is Law of Attraction Secrets. Join miracle mentor and alchemy life coach Robert Sink and prepare to be empowered.
Hello, everyone. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Whatever time you might be listening to this special Law of Attraction Personal Empowerment Podcast. I am your miracle mentor, your mentor of light, Robert Zenk. And today, we are soaring high like a big, beautiful eagle flying in the direction of your dreams and your goals. You know, we're going to talk about saving your marriage, but I'm going to share some law of attraction ideas that are quite different from the traditional affirmations or vision boards and all of that kind of stuff. And I'm not putting any of that down because I think they're important. They serve a purpose. But I kind of want to get under the surface a little bit with you today. Because, now listen to me very closely. If you loved once, you can love again, even stronger, the second time around. I have absolutely no doubt of that. I'm absolutely certain. If there was love within your heart and within your spouse's heart before, there can be greater love again with a whole new relationship. I know people, when they're going through a divorce, they are, "Oh, Robert, we've got to stop this divorce. We've got to stop this divorce," which is contrary to the law of attraction. What does the law of attraction teach you? To focus on what you desire, not what you fear. But the fear is so strong, it's so overwhelming for so many people, and they can't seem to get past that. I'm going to share with you 5 secrets, tips, suggestions that I think if you'll follow them will have a huge impact on saving your marriage. But first, I would like to say that if you're in a marriage that is struggling right now, that is having difficulty, we have saved hundreds and hundreds of marriages all over the world. And it's absolutely amazing when you apply these deep secrets of the law of attraction, what happens? You know, it's just absolutely amazing. So if you're struggling right now, if you're in trouble, we are here to help you. Be sure and visit our website at Law of Attraction Solutions and claim your 30 minutes of miracle mentoring and alchemy life coaching. Fill out the form, but be certain to write me a letter and say, "Robert, I listened to your podcast and my marriage is struggling right now." We're here to help, okay? And you can have an incredible, brand new marriage that is even better the second time around. Number one on our list, and this is so important, this is like critically important, you. Stop thinking about your spouse for a moment. You have to connect with who you really are. And so many times people have, when they go through a breakup and they go through a divorce and they're alone, then they finally get down to it. But it takes pain. It takes pain to get them to look into the mirror. But oftentimes people don't want to face that pain. So what do? They go out and grab somebody else real quickly. I mean, the spouse is out the door, and as the door is shutting, another person is coming in because they can't take the idea of connecting with why they're here, what their purpose on this planet is all about, their true self. If you want to be the highest version of yourself, if you want to connect with your highest vibration, if you want to be the strongest possible magnet of love that you can be, You're going to have to connect with who you really are, what you really desire. Are you doing what you really love? Are you serving what you really want to serve? Are you creating what you really want to create? I mean, this problem may not simply be in your marriage. It may be in other areas of your life as well. You need to take this time to connect with who you really are. And then you need to understand who you are. And then once you understand, this is who I really am, then you need to be the very best version of that that you can possibly be. That's so important and so underestimated. Number two, you need to write down your limiting beliefs about love, about marriage. Well, my limiting belief is love isn't real. People only marry for money. She's only here because she's got nowhere else to go. He's only around because I give him what he wants when he wants it. In other words, you need to write down every fear and limiting belief that you have. And if you don't write it down on paper, you'll forget it. It'll seep back into your subconscious mind. You need to write it down because at some point you have to face them. You have to challenge them. You have to challenge those limiting beliefs. I'm too old. I'm too young. I'm too tall. You know, the next door neighbor is better looking. You have to take it on head first and say, I'm going to challenge this. There was a reason the two of you fell in love. There was a reason the two of you got married. There was a reason the two of you created a family. And that reason is still alive, but it's being buried. It's being buried by your fears and by your doubts about marriage, about your present situation, and even about love. You see that with a lot of people, they go through a divorce. I don't believe in love anymore. Love doesn't exist. Only thing I believe in is... I won't... What's that?
Money and work.
Money and work. Yeah, I was going to say something else. But anyway, Rachel saved me. The podcast is still monetizable. Anyway, it's important. Recognize them. Write them down. Number three, be the best version of yourself. Number one was connect with who you really are. But now, once you understand who you really are, really focus on being the very best you can be. Be the best you can be physically. Be the best you can be emotionally. Be the best you can be psychologically and energetically. Be the absolute best you can be. And if you don't know what your potential is, then you need to find out. And you need to study. Look at, you study. For example, if you're into archery, you'll study, you'll watch videos on YouTube, and you'll read books on archery, right? You'll learn it inside and out, and you'll go out and practice. But you don't do that with love, do you? You don't do that with your marriage. Why not? There are a number of great books that I highly recommend that you get that will help you with your marriage, starting with The Sky's the Limit by Dr. Wayne Dyer. That's a good one. There are many others. Okay? So learn and, well, it's more than learn. Write down what you would be if you didn't have any resistance. If you could be the best version of yourself physically, what would you look like? If you could be the best version of yourself emotionally, how would you treat people? How would you treat your wife or your husband? If you were the best version of yourself spiritually, what would it be like? What would it look like? What would it feel like? How would things be different in your home? You need to focus on you. Stop worrying about your mate. Your mate will come around, trust me. Number four, eliminate lower emotions. We all have lower emotions. They come and go, but you need to eliminate them and replace them. Greed, lust, jealousy, anger, sloth, hate, yada, yada, yada. There's more of them, okay? But you got the idea. Replace greed with generosity. Replace lust with love. Replace jealousy with trust. Replace anger with acceptance. Replace hate with caring. In other words, make a conscious effort to write down what negative emotions that you tend to feel a lot of, and make a conscious effort to replace them with the opposite emotion, a positive, uplifting, higher vibrational emotion. Number 5, invoke the following beliefs. I am always loved. I am always loved. Believe that you are always loved because first and foremost, you choose to love yourself. Believe that deep down, your wife or your husband absolutely loves you. But they have lost track of that love. They lost track of why they fell in love with you. Because something changed. They changed, you changed, circumstances changed, everything changed. But no, deep down, you are loved.
This is the number one podcast on personal empowerment, success, and the law of attraction. You're listening to the Miracle Mentor of Light, Robert Zink.
You are about to experience a miracle. Claim your free 30 minutes of miracle mentoring and alchemy life coaching. Visit www.lawofattractionsolutions.com.
Number 2, this is a big one. Oh, this is going to hurt. Are you ready for a little pain? No, it's not going to hurt. I only focus within. I only focus within.
But Robert, don't you understand? He's going out with another.
I don't care what he's doing right now. I only focus within.
But she told me that.
Well, I don't care what she said. I only focus within. I'm focused on being the best version of myself. I'm focusing on raising my vibration, of replacing negative feelings with positive feelings. I'm focusing on being an incredible love magnet for my relationship. I'm focusing on being an incredible magnet for my family. That's what I can do. And when I do that, the universe matches me and gives me more of the same. Write these down. I'm telling you, folks, write them down. Next, happiness is my choice. It's your choice. You can choose to be happy or you can choose not to. Happiness is my choice. The next one is, I am open to universal guidance. In other words, if you're going to remain closed and hardened and angry and bitter, and you're not open to the part of you that is connected to the infinite source of this universe, then you are locking yourself out of a tremendous amount of power and potential. And finally, I am here now. This is my time. This is your time to have an incredible loving relationship. This is your time to have an incredible marriage. And you need to believe it. And the more you believe it, the more you invest in it, the greater the vibration you send out to the universe. I have no doubt in my mind that you're going to have an incredible marriage. If it hasn't been incredible thus far, it will become incredible. Apply what you've learned here. Write this stuff down. Listen to this podcast several times. Make certain that you have it down and use it. Don't just listen to me. Use it. Okay, we're here for you. We're here to help you. You can have the love that you absolutely desire. Have a wonderful day. Keep soaring like a big, beautiful eagle. And we'll talk to you next time. Bye-bye.